You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac Ensu.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, please have you along. It is a Wednesday. Nobody parties on a Wednesday like us.
No, it's what we do. Hump day.
Discouraged to hear the Sam Hartman news, the Wake Forest quarterback.
You're assuming that look, an indefinite amount of time. They're not saying what it is, but you know, you start hearing some rumors. Think maybe some sort of heart condition, maybe some sort of neurological thing. But it was something that they found in some testing, and now he's not playing for some time. So, I mean, Wake Forest was kind of a sneaky pick for people.
He's a good quarterback. The only reason I say it's disheartening news is because I happened to watch one of those Tom Rinaldi features or something. Like, I don't know if it was Rinaldi exactly, but somebody did one of those features on him during college football coverage last year. And he's a good dude, Sam Hartman, and he has a good family.
Yeah, and he's a really talented quarterback, too.
Yeah,
and
he's
like
good.
I said, Wake Forest was a top 25 team last year. Predicted to be a top 20 team this year, and a little sleeper team in the ACC was Wake Forest. And
well, not anymore. He can sling it. They were 11-3 last year, finished 15th, and this year they're in the top 20. But he went down, and they say he'll hopefully be back this season. But
I just gotta wonder, because they said it was after a workout and he wasn't feeling good, and he went and sought medical attention. And you know, now you hear this, so that's look. You don't want to wildly speculate, but it's kind of what we do on this program. It just kind of makes you think along the lines of, hey, I'm not feeling good. I'm a little dizzy. And, you know, we've seen athletes have these sorts of things where you end up with some sort of heart condition. And you just hope that this isn't like a permanent career ender. Or even if it is, you know, at least they caught it in time. We didn't have a real tragedy on our hands.
I think that he reminds me of, like, if Baker Mayfield were the evil.
Sam Hartman
is the good.
He's
like,
the good.
They're the same. It's like the same quarterback, only Hartman's the good one and Baker's the evil one.
Well, that kind of sucks because now, you know? Yeah, you want the good one to succeed.
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe this is just setting up for a heartwarming Tom Rinaldi story when he returns and they beat Oregon for the college football playoff championship.
Oh, Oregon and Wake Forest, huh?
That's what I have in the final.
Interesting.
A couple of other baseball notes. I've got to wrap up our last segment with two things that I've yet to get to. One, did you see the big league Pirates guy slide into third base with his phone?
No.
You didn't see this last night?
No. I missed this one.
Never seen this ever.
Me neither.
He had his phone?
He was sliding into third base and his phone fell out of his pocket.
Yeah, his phone was in his back pocket. And he slid head first and the momentum of the slide flung it towards the base. And then it looks like he either kicks it or steps on it with his cleat. And then the ump points at it like, hey,
phone's on the field. Have you ever,
I'm stunned. And by the way, that's got to be illegal, right? You're not allowed to have electronic devices on you.
Yeah, it's illegal. Yeah.
He said after the game, he's like, dude, I totally didn't even know it was in there.
So he was in the dugout messing around on it, and then he stuck it in his back pocket. Now, did they put him in, or was he in the game the entire time?
He played the whole game. But I also wonder, I don't think you're allowed to have your phone in the dugout.
No,
right?
I don't think so.
So I think he was in the clubhouse and just left it in his pocket all game by accident.
Don't
without
guys
realizing
go
it.
Back into the clubhouse and check their phones?
Yeah, all the time.
Probably, during games?
Yeah.
They can go back in there.
That is a common thing.
Text their hots.
That is hilarious.
Mickey Mantle style.
I did not see that. The closest thing that I have to this is a Snickers bar.
In your pocket?
No, it wasn't in mine. So when you're a young guy, like when I was a redshirt or a redshirt freshman, you didn't always play a ton, right? And a lot of us didn't. So there was a guy on my team who was a great dude, but he was a really crappy offensive lineman. And he never played, like ever. And I was a redshirt freshman, so I was a backup. So sometimes I'd play three quarters, sometimes I'd play 10 snaps, right? It was very up and down. And he never, ever got in. And he was an older guy. He was a senior when I was a redshirt freshman. So at halftime, you go in and they have the post-game meals that are like in the back. And some days it's a sandwich, other days it's a pizza, but they're already stacked up. But you're not supposed to take them because they're the post-game meals. So he went in there and he went into his little bag or whatever. And in every meal, they have like a little treat. And so this was a Snickers bar. So he went in and he took a couple Snickers bars and he took out his thigh pad and he put in the Snickers bars into his thigh pad. And his thinking was, I'm going to sit on the sidelines and when I need to, I'll go pull out the Snickers bar and away we go.
Mm.
So he's got like three Snickers in his thigh pad. And I guess he had eaten one and we were getting ready to kick a field goal or an extra point. I forget which one. And someone went down and I was on the PAT team. That was the one thing I was guaranteed to do.
Important.
Yeah. So I go running out there for the field goal or the PAT. And we realized that one of the other guys wasn't out there. He'd gotten hurt on the play before. So everyone's in a panic and they call this guy out there. They're like, get out there. And he comes running out there and he's got the Snickers still in his thigh pad. And again, I don't remember if it was blocked, if it was a bad snap, but there was like a scrum for the ball. And so there ended up being a big pile. And when we got up, all you could see was a big brown stain on his leg because his Snickers bar had been totally smashed.
I thought you were going to tell me he was eating it on the bottom of the pile.
No, it's just you could see that the Snickers had been smashed and it had spilled out of the wrapper and we were wearing white pants. And so it looked like he pooed the front of his pants and it was just a couple of mashed Snickers.
Rest in peace, Snickers.
Snickers should make that their next commercial campaign.
He got a lot. Death.
It was not the coaches did not find it hilarious.
You're forgot. Not yourself when you're hungry.
Yeah.
At the bottom of a pile, it's a player pulling the Snickers bar out of his pads.
The look of panic when he came running out onto the field for the field goal unit. And then there was, we get up and like, did you still have those Snickers? Like, I didn't think I was going in.
You'd think he'd feel it and just like toss them off, a towel or something.
When you're running in, I don't know. You can't go digging around in your pants.
Well, you said it was in his knee.
It was in his thigh pad.
Yeah, his thigh pad.
Where the thigh pad was. He was a great human being. The fact that that's what he thought. I'm not getting in this game, so I'm just going to stick some Snickers. And by the way, they were stolen Snickers. He took multiple Snickers. That's how he did it. It's the closest thing I've never heard of anyone else.
I love the Snickers.
Well, it's...
See, delicious.
It's a classic candy bar.
Well, anyway, the Pirates guy had his phone on him. And, I've never seen that. It fell out of his pocket on third base.
Looks like an iPhone, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, it's an iPhone. And it's on, too. It's not. You can see the screen.
How great would it be if there was, like, a nude on there? Like, it folds open, and there's just, there's a hot on there.
Legend.
Or even worse, if it's a naked selfie of him that he was getting ready to send to a hot.
Oh, dear. And that's how the world saw it?
That's how the world. They're like, whoops.
And finally, Jace... The Mariners, two things. The Mariners have beaten the Yankees in a series for the first time since 2011, according to Maury Brown. I did not know that. But
didn't they just beat them in the series in New York?
I thought it was 2-2, wasn't it?
Was it a four-game set? Oh, okay.
I thought so. I don't know. Maury, but you yell at Maury.
I don't know. What do you want from me? Hey, Mike, suck it. Deal with that.
The Mariners beat him today, 4-3. Did you see the stat? Mike knows this, so I'll ask him to politely shut up. The home run leaders in Major League Baseball since 2018, Aaron Judge is second at 146.
I did see this.
You saw that?
I saw that.
You know who
stat.
Number one is at 147?
Would have never guessed in a million years.
How many guesses could I give you before you got that?
I would have never. We could have been here all day, and I'm not coming up with that.
So number five, home run leaders since 2018, Matt Olson, 139. Number four, Kyle Schwarber, 141. Number three, Nolan Arenado, 143. Number two, Aaron Judge, 146. And number one.
By the way, none of those are like shockers.
Not
like,
shocking.
There's a couple on there that you'd be like, well, I didn't know Schwarber hit that many. And but still, those are all notable names.
Number one of our
Seattle Mariners.
Eugenio Suarez.
What in the hell?
147. You kidding me?
Mind-blowing. He hits like 220, but...
Yeah, he hits bombs, though.
He hits bombs.
He's always been that 220-40 guy.
Yep.
Even with the Reds, he
Maybe
was
he should change his swing.
By the way...
We need him to hit, win a batting title.
I think it's kind of badass. Like, I would love to be that guy in Major League Baseball that you just... You're the one-trick pony. I think that's such a great role.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, you know I'm going to hit 200, but you know what? I'll give you 35. We'll get a couple out there.
Okay. Not enough time for Hard Knocks review next. No. So that will be in our 5 o'clock hour. I've got sandwich news, or we can talk about the NIL collective coming to USC.
I kind of want to talk about sandwich news, to be honest with you.
That is next.
I like sandwiches.
On The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
In the news is next. Very special day today involving Duran Duran.
In Duran?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Oh, you'll hear it.
Are you still on tour, I'm assuming?
Why, yes, they are.
Dude, those old bands make an S ton of money touring.
Yeah.
You don't have to write crap. No new songs, no new nothing. Just go out, play your 12 favorite songs. And.
Well, you know the thing to do now is get one of your songs into a popular TV show.
Yep.
And it will go right back to number one.
Yeah, they said that the Kate Bush, yeah, that running
Kate
up
Bush.
The hill thing.
Yeah.
Boy, someone broke down how much money she's made from that thing being used in Stranger Things, uh-huh. And it is millions upon millions.
Yeah. It's in Stranger Things. Remember that song?
Yeah. And it was like the main focal point of that show. Of the last season of that show.
Yeah, that's number one on the charts again.
Yes.
And remember the cranberry juice guy? Or was it cranberry juice?
Cranberry juice.
Yeah, he was like, his car broke down. It was a real thing. His car broke down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was on a skateboard
or something.
And he put out that vibe with the Fleetwood Mac song. Fleetwood Mac goes back to number one with that song.
Well, like I said, Metallica, now that TikTok's trying to cancel them, but same thing. Theirs was used in the finale of Stranger Things, and Master of Puppets entered into the top 10 again. They're like, what? And Kate Bush has now made close to $4 million.
Just
off of that running up the hill being used in Stranger Things.
Man.
Like, what? You're just sitting around. You haven't been relevant in decades. And some show that you maybe have not even heard of is like, hey, can we use that song? She's like, sure. Here, I'll give you $4 million.
Yeah, how does that work? How does she get
royalties?
People
and
download it?
People download it and all that.
She gets a cut every time somebody downloads it?
Yep.
Or something?
Yes, royalties... just rolling in from that thing. And then, of course, people go back and then they they're like, oh, who's this Kate Bush? And who's now in their 60s, and people start listening to your other stuff.
So maybe Duran Duran will be in the, like, season two of The Bear, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, exactly. Number one again.
Yep.
You know? Sandwich news, real quick.
Love sandwiches.
Did you see the barbecue Reese's sandwich at Royal Stadium?
Oh, I saw it.
Pulled pork, Sweet Ray's barbecue sauce.
Sweet Ray's, by the way, criminally underrated, in my opinion. I know it's a mass-produced sauce that, like, the Southerners will probably make fun of. It's a quality barbecue sauce, in my opinion.
Reese's peanut butter cups and bacon. Are you kidding me?
How fat can you be? And the peanut butter cups are all, like, chopped up into little pieces throughout this thing.
Yeah.
And then you get a little toothpick through the middle.
Are you down with that?
100%. Who wouldn't give that a whirl?
I'm not sure I would order it.
I don't know if it's any... Really? You wouldn't want to...
I don't think I would order that.
You'd wait for someone else so you could just take a bite?
Correct. But I am intrigued by it.
100%.
And I love what they're trying to do out there. I mean, God knows the product on the field sucks, so you might as well just put out a good sandwich.
Now, I'm 100% next time I have pulled pork. You know, we do that every now and then. We'll make some pulled pork at home. I'm throwing some peanut butter cups in there to see what's
up. Yeah. I'd be curious to report back on that.
Yeah, because we do this, I'd say, like once every like 2 months.
We just had pulled pork yesterday.
Yeah.
I wish I knew about this. I would have tried it.
Or next time at my favorite barbecue restaurant, you know what you do? You just bring in a pack of Reese's, do some do some tearing apart at the table, throw it on there and see what's up.
I got to be honest. So at first you look at it and you go, that's a weird combo.
Yeah.
But is it? Because I feel like on a sandwich, the way they've done it.
Yeah.
It might be a nice little accoutrement.
I've never thought about chocolate and peanut butter on a pulled pork, but, you know, they do like peanut butter burgers.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, those are great. They do.
I would like to contend that they're awful.
You don't like the peanut butter burger?
No. I don't like peanut butter.
You just haven't had a good one.
But I do like peanut butter cups.
Interesting.
How's that for a...
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah.
Do you like peanut butter whiskey?
No. I don't like flavored whiskeys.
Peanut butter whiskey is pretty good too.
It just tastes like straight peanut butter.
Yeah, but, which I don't like. So.
But it gets me drunk. I like peanut butter whiskey. I don't think you can make peanut butter go. You can't go wrong with peanut butter. You throw it on whatever, it's fine. So I am intrigued by this. Well, I mean,
really?
Peanut butter and ice cream, delicious. Peanut butter on a sandwich, wonderful. Peanut butter and vegetables, great.
Peanut butter on fish.
That's a good one.
It's tough.
Peanut butter on sushi.
What about peanut butter AIDS?
Well, of course. I mean, peanut butter and
it
AIDS
helps put me in control.
Goes hand in hand.
See, back to our original point of we have too many drops. I don't even know where those
are. You can't find peanut butter AIDS.
Oh, there it is.
Try peanut butter AIDS.
I will.
AIDS helps put me in control.
God.
There's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
Nervous.
That's such a bad commercial.
Well, anyway, it's an interesting sandwich, and they have that at Royal Stadium if you ever go see a Royals game.
Well, next time I'm at the Smoke and Oak, which you should go to downtown Vancouver. It's my favorite barbecue place.
Okay.
Wonderful. And a great bar.
Yeah. Just bring your own peanut butter cups.
I'm bringing my own peanut butter cups, and I will report back, and we'll see what's up.
What's up? In the news is next. It is 4:31. Here's Mike.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, that is correct. Prime time with Isaac and Souk on The Fan. That's what you have here. Talk to somebody today out at Langdon who said, hey, I heard your show for the first time.
That's always dangerous.
Yeah, I never like hearing that. Because no, I'm always like,
here it comes. Yeah.
Because they'll never tell you, oh, it was pretty boring and I shut it off.
Yeah.
I just assume that's what happened. She said, you know what she said, how she stumbled upon our show?
Do share.
She was listening to country music. That's what she listens to. Okay. 99.5 The Wolf.
Oh, she likes Tim Taylor, does she?
And her elbow, she accidentally bumped
the HD channels,
the HD setting into HD2.
Yeah.
99.5 HD2.
That's us.
And she's like, hey, that's Rob. you were gone. It was last week. And so she was like, she heard my voice. She was like, oh my God, I guess I'll listen to him.
And her thoughts?
She said she loved it.
She's being nice.
Because we were great.
That's sweet.
I was talking about the cops showing up at my gate the other day. Did I tell you about that?
Cops at your gate?
Yeah.
What gate?
Well, the front gate of my house.
Oh, outside the moat? Or?
Well, no, he doesn't have the moat anymore because he moved.
I downsized. I don't have a mansion.
He went from
anymore.
Moat to gate.
I forgot about that.
There was a perp in our neighborhood, and the cop needed me needed my assistance, and I gave it to him.
Oh, did you go out there and like wrestle him to the ground?
That's not what I'm for. That's what the cops are for. Come on, man.
My buddy my car guy, he called me the other day. He showed up early in the morning at his lot. And he couldn't turn into the lot because a gentleman that appeared to maybe, just maybe, be without a home, apparently he was tweaking and was laying in the middle of the...
Yeah, that's common.
The entryway. And it's rather difficult to turn into the lot.
You see some stuff in Portland.
Yes, you do. This was in Vancouver, but still.
Well, area.
Yeah.
You know, the area. The area.
There's one guy. Do you ever have, like, on your route, do you see the same homeless dude, like, every day? You get
your regulars? This guy down here on McAdam,
yeah. There's one dude that's...
He's a nice dude.
The guy that's at the corner of, like, Sunnyside Road, and I'm not sure what the cross street is, but it's out there in Happy Valley. Boy, I'll tell you what. He terrifies me. I got a bad feeling. Something's going to happen. That was the dude that was eating Cheerios off the ground, and he just seems about as homeless as you could get. And he's there like every single day. And I feel like one of these days I'm going to see a news story and my man's going to be on it. I really do.
Life's hard out there.
And I feel bad because now you see him every day. You're like, you kind of get to know the guy.
Why don't you do something for him?
Well, I think it's beyond.
Help him out.
It's beyond my scope. You know, I could bring him like some Cheerios for him to dump on the ground, but.
Get him some milk.
That's the thing. I don't think he wants it.
And a bowl.
Well, he just takes open bags of like cereal and he dumps them on the ground and then eats them off the ground.
August 10th, 2022, time now for In the News. I'm another newsman. Hello, thank you. Carbon neutral. Please be seated. Thank you. It is National Duran Duran Appreciation Day.
They have an entire day, huh?
Yes. Do you remember this tune?
You're asking me if I remember this?
Rhetorical question. Yeah.
Would you say
like the wolf?
Would you say greatest of the Duran Duran hits?
This song, no. Definitely not.
You go in Ordinary World? Girls on Film?
I'd have to think about it. Let me look. Hold on.
There's a lot to choose from.
I know. I have to make sure I'm not leaving anything out.
Now, I've said this before, I believe, when we brought up Duran Duran, or maybe I just did it in a different conversation, but it's controversial. But my favorite is the James Bond classic,
yeah,
A View to a Kill.
Oh, hell yeah. Great tune.
Every time I just think of, I love James Bond. It's a great song. It fits perfectly, and that is indeed our boys Duran Duran.
I would vote either Rio, maybe The Reflex. That song's great.
There's a lot to choose from.
Maybe I'll put together my top five Duran Duran songs.
And if you ever do go see Duran Duran in concert, you'll go there with like your 8 to 9 songs that you know you're going to hear. They'll give you 4 or 5 others. You're like, oh my God, I completely forgot.
Yep.
That's a great tune.
Okay. It is also World Lion Day. So we have wolf news and lion news today. Okay.
Does that include like mountain lions?
You can hear a lion. Did you know you can hear a lion roar from up to 5 miles away?
I did not know that.
There's a hot lion fun fact.
Can't say I've ever seen lions in the wild and not sure I would want to.
Yeah. Do you know where you can see them? So, you know, obviously they're in Africa, right?
Yeah.
There's only one other place in the world outside of Africa where wild lions roam.
I can't say I knew there was any place outside of Africa.
There's one.
Somewhere in like the Middle East? Or?
One area. It's in India. They're around a national park in India.
That makes sense. They got a lot of tigers. Well, not a lot, but you know, they got the tigers in India. It would make sense that you got the lion.
And if you like the elephants, you know, with their trunks and their ears and such. There are over 415,000 African elephants roaming around. Guess how many lions there are.
How many elephants?
415,000.
I'm going to say lions, like, I don't know. Give me $3,000.
23,000.
Oh, well, that's better than I thought.
It is, but that's still really low when you think about the elephant population.
Sure, but have you seen, like, how many wild tigers there are?
Well, of course, yeah.
The tiger numbers are...
But today's not World Tiger Day.
No, it's not.
Stop trying to change the subject. Sorry. It's World Lion Day.
Go Lions. And Dan Campbell.
Hey, Jamie Herrera Butler. Now, you've probably seen her on the ads. She's been all over TV.
Yes.
And she seems like a decent woman. She lost.
Yes.
She has conceded in the 3rd Congressional District race of Southwest Washington.
But unfortunately, depending on how you want to go with it, it was the Trumper.
Well, no. Okay, so she only she finished 3rd. So the top two get, regardless of party, the top two get to go on to the actual election.
Yes.
And she finished 3rd, so she's out. So Joe Kent is the Trumper guy.
Yeah.
He beat her, but first is the Democrat named, I think her name is Marie Perez. She got the most votes.
Yes.
She's at 31%. So there's, you know, if you don't like Joe Kent, although I was talking about Joe Kent while you were gone, I'm very confused about him because I saw several, I mean, it was on all the time, the smear ads against him.
Mm-hmm.
Calling him a Bernie bro and a socialist and defund the police.
Really?
And then I went and looked him up, and he's a total Trumpy.
He's a Trumper.
So I actually found out more about this since you brought it up originally. He claims he voted for Bernie to help the Republicans win.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because he wanted to take votes away from...
But he's a Trump guy.
Yes. Well, and he is Trump endorsed.
Okay. Okay, so I guess the other Republicans were trying to paint him as a Bernie bro.
Okay.
Because now you have the Trump faction and then the other people, you know, of the Republican
Party. There's two sides to the Republican Party.
Right.
Either
so
way,
Jamie lost.
No more Butler. And you're right, the Perez gal had 31% and then...
I wasn't lying to you.
Kent.
I'm your noted newsman. You can trust my
Butler
news.
Kent and Butler were like neck and neck, but...
Yeah.
Kent wins.
There's only one seat, so it'll be Kent versus Perez for all the marbs.
I think we know who's going to win that, but... You know.
In November. Who do you think's going to win? How do you know? You don't know.
It's Washington. I do know.
Blue state? Demo?
Yeah.
The lib?
It's not quite Oregon, but it's...
Okay.
It's there.
Well, Herrera Butler was a Republican, by the way. Should point that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Democrats not winning in Vancouver.
Well...
Because the percentage of votes... For all three Republicans total would outweigh the Democrats.
Yeah, that's a good point. See, Suk is wrong. You're wrong again. Fake news out of you.
Fake news.
Mike's right. He's the political...
Political Mike?
He's the political arm of In the News.
I only know this because P. Harris, who is a Vancouver crazed person has been updating me.
So now all of the Joe Kent or all of the Jamie Herrera Butler votes go to Joe Kent in the final vote, right?
The final?
You would assume.
Because they're Republicans.
Yeah, that's it, you know? A valid point. I hadn't thought of that. Political Mike, man. Is there anything he can't do?
Political Mike.
Soccer Mike, Metal Mike, Shark Sex Mike, Secret Engagement Mike, and now Political Mike. He's like an onion. You just keep peeling layers.
Next on the list here. What is this? Oh. This is going to shock you. Okay.
Ready to be shocked.
The Oregon Lottery money. The Oregon Lottery.
Yes.
Disproportionately affects the poor.
Huh?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean the Oregon Lottery money?
Well, like, gambling.
Oh. I thought you were talking about, like, the funding of it. I was like, what?
No.
No, just, so you're saying that the poor people...
I told you it was a shocker.
Gamble more than
the... Look, it's going to take you time to wrap your head around this, but I have numbers.
What do they... Well, they do say, not me, others.
Others. The other people. People say.
I have heard before that the lottery...
Trump uses that a lot. You know, they're saying.
Yeah.
Who is saying this?
They are. I have heard... People refer to the lottery as a tax on the poor and the stupid.
Hmm.
That being said, if it's $1 billion,
it's offensive.
I'll put a few shekels down on there.
We also have lightning news coming up next on In the News on the Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
This is in the news for August 10th. Can you believe that? It is already August 10th.
I know, we're plowing through this summer, man.
We are plowing through it.
Jared Lorenzen threw a buffet.
What?
Wait, he's dead now, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
My bad.
Guy died.
My bad. I was just thinking of the first, like, chubby guy I could think of. And
He
popped
into Daniel
my...
Vogelbach.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Like Daniel Vogelbach, met great, plowing through a buffet.
Tell you what, he's raking that
guy. Yeah. Hey, they need someone with some power besides the polar bear.
We had thunder and lightning pass through the Pacific Northwest last night.
Yes.
Oregon and Washington, so I combined 5,473 lightning strikes.
That's a lot of lightning.
Last night and today.
My daughters were trying to stay up to see some.
Oh, yeah?
I have no idea if they did. But
did you guys see the smoke rolling in before sunset yesterday too?
No. Well, kind of. Yeah, it was the sky was very
it got very red and smoky.
Very pinky.
Yeah, and some of the wildfires.
Well, it was I checked the smoke map and I wasn't sure if it was being pushed up because all the storms were coming up or not, but yeah, there's a fire in Northern California that is sending smoke this way or was yesterday.
So out of 5,473 lightning strikes, 92 started small fires, mostly in Oregon, over 123 acres, and they're all contained. Large fires were ignited.
Can we compare the lightning strikes to the homeless? Which one lights more fires over the same period of time? Because, look, I think that's a neck and neck sort of race. We had a good one out here over the weekend right by our office. Like the...
What? A lightning strike?
No, a nice little homeless fire. They set the brush on fire.
Well, got to keep warm out there.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
you got to do what you got
to
do, man.
I think a lot of it has to do with meth, but still.
Yeah.
Working that pipe, and next thing you know, whoops, grass is ablaze. But they brought up the fireboats and all that. It's like, holy jeez.
The fireboats.
Yeah, the fireboats. Well, because it goes down the hill, and then they go out there, and it's a thing, man.
Well, I have this Oregon Lottery story for you, but now we're running out of time.
We're not getting the Oregon Lottery story?
It's tough. It's tough. I
Are you trying to get to the hot 5 to 5 on time?
A little bit.
You turning over a new leaf?
Well.
Or you just don't want to do the lottery story?
Well, I feel like that story is going to require several pieces of hot commentary.
I understand.
Of which, like to let it breathe.
Problem with that is that you've got like an extra minute to kill now before we go to break.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Do you have a smaller news story?
The Washington State Vancouver corpse flower is expected to bloom again.
Oh, that thing.
Have you seen that thing?
Well, I'm aware of it. I've never gone out to smell it.
Well, I haven't either. And why would you?
Well, I think...
But in case you're walking by...
I think the idea is that, like, hey, when you're with your buddy or whatever, you're like, oh my God, this smells so bad. And then what do? Smell it.
Well, it bloomed back in 2019, which was the first time in almost two decades. 3 years later... it's getting ready to bloom again.
Isn't it on the Coug campus? Not the, the Pullman one?
But Vancouver.
Yeah. And is it just the...
It's been there for 20 years.
Is it just like in like a hallway or... Where do they put that thing?
I think it's outside.
Okay. So you just... So it's there all the time.
Looks like it's under a tent.
So you just like walking by and you're like, hey, you want to...
With guards.
You want to smell a dead body?
Kind of an interesting flower, though, you know?
Well, it looks very,
So basically, it's phallic.
It's phallic.
But then when it opens up...
then it's a different...
It's like a dog's boner. Right?
It's very eloquent. Yeah, I'll give you that.
That's what you think of.
Mm. And then someone's out there. I see if someone's out there who's trying to measure it and see how high it is. And...
Yeah, people...
So it doesn't smell when it's not...
When it's bloomed.
When
it's not bloomed.
So when it's not bloomed, it doesn't smell at all.
Correct.
You just walk by and it's normal.
Now it's going to open up and it's going to be stinky.
Munda
cheese.
It grew 5 inches, by the way.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. All right, well...
So it's kind of neat, but not really.
Well,
it's one of those things that people get fascinated by. And it's, you know, you read about it and it's like, oh. And then you're like, okay. I mean, I don't need to go see it.
Look, I'll go with this. If I was at WSC Vancouver for some other reason, I don't know why I would be at WSC Vancouver.
Right.
But if I was there and someone said, hey, the corpse flower is blooming.
Yeah.
Yes, I would stroll across campus and go take a whiff.
Like a couple blocks?
Yeah, I'll give you 5 blocks.
What if it's a mile away?
Screw you. You get 5 blocks. 5 blocks.
What if 5 blocks is a mile?
Well, then I'm in. How about this?
How many blocks are in a mile? Why don't they measure miles like that?
Well, I think it depends on the size of the block.
Come on. We know what blocks are. You know, a block.
I'm giving you a maximum 10 minutes. That's what I'm willing to put in. 10 minutes. And look, if it's a hot day, that probably gets shrunken down to about 7. That's as far as I'm willing to go. But if you're within that 7 to 10 minute range, 100% I'll smell the corpse flower.
There is an average number of blocks per mile.
You're right down out of town.
Based on... major U.S. city blocks.
Okay, what do we got?
How many do you think it is?
I'll go 10 blocks.
Okay, what do you think, Mikey? Mikey Poops? Political Mike?
That's tough. On an average block.
Metal Mike?
Yeah, I'll say 8.
20.3 blocks per mile.
So again.
Yeah, miles a little further than you.
That's way too far.
That's a long way.
That's way, way too far.
I don't.
You ever have that where you're hanging out downtown and like you go to a restaurant, the wait's too long, and someone's like, oh, we'll just go to this other one.
Yeah.
It's just a few blocks. And then like 20 minutes later, you're still walking and you're like, man.
Yeah.
What a crock of S.
If you tell me it's over a 15 minute walk.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.
Yes.
Now, if you say 10 minute walk and it's a 20 minute walk, there's a big difference and you should be punished.
I think way too many people need to get called out because they're liars.
You need to be more accurate with your walk counts.
They shortchange it all the time.
Yeah. Just right over there.
I have several people in my life that love to say that right there. Oh, we'll just walk. It's just
right down there.
And it's not.
It's not.
It's not. It's way the F over there. And then when you get there...
Or you find that there's no sidewalks.
Yes.
And there's a shoulder involved, or you got to cross back and forth.
Yep.
And the worst part is, even if you get there and you eat your meal, guess what? Now you got to walk that same annoying distance back to your car.
Yeah.
Ah.
And they say that. You know why they...
It's almost like you're sharing the benefits of DoorDash.
No.
Oh, dear.
Don't get me started.
I mean, am I wrong?
No, we're out and about, Mike. We're going on an adventure together, but a short adventure.
And you know why they say that? They say that because that's where they want to go.
Exactly.
It's a selfish play.
You should, if that's where you want to go, be like, hey, I really want to go to this place. It's a little far. Are you willing to do it? Or how about this? My car's right there. We'll get in my car and I'll drive the 7 minutes as opposed to walking for 29.
Well, you know what the king of that is? Or the what city is like the king of that?
Huh.
Vegas.
Oh, yeah, because you're on the strip.
You're like, oh, it's right across the street. Dude, that's a 30-minute walk.
Exactly, and it's 109.
You got to go find the little bridges and the entrance. And
we're still in the same casino. What? We've been walking for 20 minutes.
And I'll do this one, too. I'll give you, we'll be doing this and I'll be walking with like the lady friend and I will turn to her and go, if it is not in the next two blocks, we're going into the next restaurant. I don't care what it is because I'm done with this. I'm hot. I'm hungry. No, I'll give you two more blocks. You said it was right around the corner. It needs to be in those two blocks.
And Vegas is a great one for that too, because sometimes you'll finally get to the door to leave the casino and realize that you are nowhere near
the same
the spot that you needed to be in.
Now they've got you pointed at the airport. What?
And then you just sit
now
down.
Now you're facing this casino.
All the way around.
It's how you end up at the craps
table. So it's 30 minutes to get back to the front of that casino to where you can walk 30 more minutes across the street.
They do a great job of keeping you there.
Might as well just stay here and
might
lose more money.
Might as well put it right here.
There's your In the News Og 10 Hot 5 at 5 next on The Fam.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.